one of our executive session topics.
Mr. Chairman, I move we deny the voucher from Marilyn Filkins in the amount of $1,558.59.
I second.
Has been moved and seconded that we deny the voucher presented by Marilyn Filkins in the amount of $1,558.59. Any further discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Aye. Motion carries 4-1. All right. Billy,
okay.
You lucky dog.
Well, down there at the transfer, up here at the transfer station and at the landfill, everything's, I'm working on a bunch of stuff. I'm waiting to hear back a bunch of stuff. I think with the recycling, right now we have the two guys are coming over like at least once a week, sometimes twice a week, to get all the cardboard and stuff. We load it on a flatbed, but takes them pretty much all day by the time they get the bales all tied down and everything, because they got to be kind of fragile with them a little bit. So I'm trying to eliminate them leaving from over there, because that puts us in a bind, and they're dumping stuff in the wrong areas because they're shorthanded over there. So I met on last Thursday, I met with Inner West Paper, who we take all our recycling stuff to, and we'll still get money for it, but they can, you know, we have them two big trailers. They've even said they might, if we wanted to, they'd buy the trailers from us, or we can keep the trailers, but they'll bring their trailers, and we can just load the trailers, and they'll send trucks, and we still will make money, but they're going to give me a price at how much money we will receive.
Okay.
That would eliminate us running trucks to Salt Lake, because right now, yeah, that's another thing, them guys, like twice a month,
right,
take a truck to Salt Lake, so they were shorthanded again over there.
That sounds like a better scenario,
I
really.
I think it'd work really well.
Yeah, and we're not in this recycling thing to make money anyway.
Well, so. Right, I mean, it's just like dirt work. You know, the more you move it, the more it's costing you. This way we load the trailers, they come get them, they take them, it's less hand, less time.
Yeah.
So I really think that's a good deal.
The only thing we would have to do is they couldn't drive our trailers. They would bring their own trailers.
Okay. But they said whatever. I mean,
okay,
if you wanted to sell the trailers,
okay,
they would be willing to buy the trailer, whatever.
Okay.
But they're going to give me some info. They were supposed to have it to me. Well, I think the holiday messed them up, but so I didn't have that. Tires, as I've been talking with Western Tire Recycling, we probably got, we're a little over our limit down there. We're still working about seeing if we can bury them, what the, you know, process is of that. I mean, I've read different stuff. I've read where you can bury them, but it's like a temporary barrel. I mean, like in 30 years, you have to, I mean, it's all crazy. There's a bunch, mm-hmm, of crazy stuff. I know Rio's working on that.
Interesting.
But we can haul them off. Car tires are going to cost you about $120 a ton. Truck and big semi are about $150 a ton. But we probably got, you know, 15 to 20 semi load there. So you're talking quite a bit of money. And I'm working on getting price list from Lincoln County, Sweetwater, all the other, on what their, Sweetwater County has this company come and just haul theirs off. They charge enough to just cover the difference. So I'm working on that. The paint's kind of a big thing. Right now they're kind of just baling the paint, which is not a good thing. It's pretty toxic and everything. And I don't think that's kosher. I mean, we're supposed to let it dry,
yeah,
first and stuff. So I'm dealing with a company, Stericycle, that comes and gets their paint. They're giving me pricing. I just haven't got all the pricing back on that stuff. Then I'll bring it to you guys. Friday, I was down there pretty much all day Friday, in the whole afternoon. But the C&D pit right now, we kind of got it closed because We ain't supposed to have any household trash in there.
Right.
We probably got 40% of that pit's household trash. So trying to figure that out. They say they look in the trailer. It looks like construction stuff. But then when they dump it, there's... So working on a solution there.
Okay.
But right now I'm trying to get all that back into Luceville so we can get that pit back into what it's supposed to be doing. I was talking with Mike. We're out of dirt to be covering, so we need to find where our next cell is going to be so we can kind of rob dirt off of that.
Because
you always have extra dirt anyway, so we can start covering. Because we're not covering the trash like we, the depths that we should be right now. So I'm working with them to get that done. Working on a solution with the hours. Talked to Mary a little bit about that. Things got me. Guy wise, we can cover if we change the hours to like 8 to 5, 6 days a week. That's pretty much where Sweetwater, Lincoln County, all of them are doing that. They do, you know, 8 to 6 in the summer and 8 to 5 in the winter. Some just do 8 to 5, 6 days a week. I really think that would maybe make the public more happy. Only thing I was kind of the scale house has got me buffaloed right there, but I'm going to work with Mary and see what we can do there.
Okay.
Other than that, it's good. I'm just working on stuff, you know, some of the equipment hasn't been, I mean, can't really find much on, like, the baler. The oil hasn't been changed, like, in 5 years. But it takes, like, 1,000 gallons. So we're sampling it today to see where we're at.
Okay.
You know, because it's all hydraulic, so you do want to keep good oil in it. But I couldn't find any records on that. They said it's been at least 4 or 5 years since it. So we'll see what the samples come back. But other than that, everything's going.
You know what? You just keep doing a good job. That's you're doing all great. Thank you.
Trying.
Yeah, so. You are. We appreciate it.
You bet.
Questions, comments, Mark?
I talked with Billy a little bit when we were driving around looking at pits, and you know the household garbage in the C&D is a big deal.
I could get us in trouble.
Yeah.
In my opinion, that set up a sign that says if you have household garbage, we're going to fine you $500.
Period. Yeah.
Yeah.
And that allows them, you know, if they do that, then they've got enough money to clean it up.
You could, that's right. You come in, and if you say it's C&D, we're going to take it out and we're going to dump it. And if it's not, there's a fine.
Right.
If you come in and say it's not C&D, then we're okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So, yeah, go ahead and work on something like that, Billy.
Okay.
That'd be fine.
Great.
Okay.
That's all I have.
Gentlemen, anything else?
No questions. Thanks, Billy.
Just say
thank
you're doing a good job, Billy. Keep it up.
Thank
you.
You realize by doing a good job what you're doing here, don't you?
I'm learning a lot.
That's the key.
Yeah. Oh,
okay, thank you.
All right.
Appreciate that. Very
thanks,
good.
Billy.
See you.
Sheriff, I don't imagine has anything for us. He was next on the schedule, so... I don't imagine
so
that
he's
has.
Not going to be.
I don't think, you know, sometimes if he's busy and doesn't have anything for us, he just foregoes us. So that's good. Did you have something for us, Sam? Have you got.
No, I was just here to hear what the sheriff had to say.
Okay.
Did you say the sheriff is out here?
He was out there.
Oh, okay.
He was here for his.
All right.
Let me just send him a quick text here. Why don't we start the vouchers?
Can do that.
Do any of you have anything for the sheriff?
I don't.
Okay. No. I'll just tell him that. While we are doing this, if you have anything for old business, Commissioner Rauhauser,
well, go right ahead. I've spoken to my travels, whether it be to the Willow Creek Guard Station or up to the Hoback Ranches, just to familiarize myself, and that's pretty much all that I have done.
Okay. Pretty rough road.
No. Not
come on.
Side by side. It's not.
Side by side.
Like you said, you're going to take a horse trailer. That's not the place to go.
Okay. I'm going to leave that alone, Commissioner Rauhauser. Commissioner Noble.
Met with Century League a couple days ago. It was a good conversation. They were, I'd say the positive take from that is they said that we are one of the few counties that is disorganized and is meeting with them, and they would like to continue this relationship and hopefully work together and come to some resolve with the positive.
Okay.
Once again, they were full of a lot of promises. Nothing bad. And the end action result was is they're going to give us some numbers on some ideas to see if they're worth pursuing at this point. And we met with Union Telephone that same day later. They were very forthcoming with their moving forward. They want to be Two Big Piney next year with Fiber and with any luck, find Elvin next.
That was an interesting article on that redundant.
Yes.
Yeah, the redundant.
I forwarded that from Albert.
In Lander. And that was Union that did that.
Yes.
Yeah, Union and Verizon.
What's that?
Union and Verizon.
Union and Verizon? I thought it was just Union.
Well, the sign there said it. I was in Lander.
Interesting. It said term. Verizon there, yeah. Too. Interesting. Okay.
So, anyhow, Union was.
There. So. You know, perhaps we'll be important enough. They may do something like that here, huh?
And Joe was, Sharkey, was at both these meetings. And Dave Smith, we're going to forward the possible locations for the sublet radio tower site to them and see if they if those sites would correspond with the wideband project. And if they did, if Union had any interest in putting fiber into those sites, if it all fell together.
Okay.
CenturyLink was doing the same. So Joe's charging that.
And we have an update this afternoon.
Right.
Sharky, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Joe's on the agenda for 30 or something.
Okay.
Can't say enough good about Joe. He's been digging for a long time now.
Anything else?
I think for the most part, there's two other people that were at the meeting. Do you want to touch base on any of that, Sam or Bob?
CenturyLink stated that it is possible if you get on the fiber for either private business and to get higher speeds.
At a price.
At a price, but that's the first time they've opened up some of their dark fiber.
Hmm.
Their business model was not to let everybody on it in the past.
Right.
But throughout the last, what, 6 months? Year?
Yeah.
Conversations that Albert and I have had with Jim, the VP, and these conversations now. they said they're going to relook at their business model and start letting people on.
Okay.
For a fee, if it makes business
sense. That was the key statement there.
For
that, I think they were very, very guarded with saying if it makes business sense.
So.
Right. And if it makes sense for the, or if it's affordable for the business owner.
Yeah.
Too. That was, I mean, that's going to be huge.
I think the impression that I was under, because we kind of drilled in on that a little bit, and they said they're pretty much regulated on what they can charge. So it might not be, I think the impression I came away with is it's probably going to be let somebody a little larger in, and then they can resell it. Because they're not
going to
want to put a cap in every
200
feet to get the
business. I think the key is everybody's at the table and we're all thinking out of the box. Fine. Do you think that? We're all looking for options.
Okay. Excellent. You finished there, Commissioner
Nadel?
I received a text from the sheriff. He's involved with something now. Said all he had was the town contracts to sign. And he said he can catch us next time.
Okay.
So, Sheriff won't be coming.
See you at 1:30.
All right, sounds good. Commissioner Burnett?
I took a trip to the Willow Creek Bar Cross with Butch and Mac, and we met with Mark Noble and looked at that road and heard that report. And then we did go to the Hoback Ranch, is looking at the road as well as the firewood status. I think that's about it.
Okay. Commissioner Townsend?
Talking about Hoback Ranches, is now that you guys have been in there, you probably make sense why that's a center focal point of the
absolutely.
Forest Collaborative.
Yeah.
Oh,
because
absolutely.
Of the risk.
Yes.
And
very evident.
The only thing I've got, Mr. Chairman, is I'll be going to D.C. this week on to help with the payment in lieu of taxes lobbying effort with NACO.
And, yeah, perfect.
Also, the WCCA has a contingent of commissioners will be there. Have a series of meetings with our congressional delegation with some duplicative meetings, but we'll be meeting with a Deputy Secretary of Interior, BLM Acting Director John Ruse will be at that meeting, and talk about all our ongoing issues.
Okay, good.
Part of the effort with the BLM Director will be to encourage approval of the MPL project.
Yeah. The pilt fly-in last year was very beneficial.
Well, they got us some money.
It did. Exactly right. So,
yeah.
And as just a reminder, WIR and NACO assist on the costs of this.
This particular one will be at county expense.
Okay. For pilt.
Yeah, for the pilt fly-in.
Yeah.
I'll also report thanks to Mary for an excellent suggestion for the Western Interstate Region Board of Directors meeting. We're setting up a short haul demonstration with our helicopter.
Right.
And to show how we use our Secure Rural Schools dollars for rescue operations. And I'm looking forward to that. I think commissioners will really be interested in that.
Excellent. And when is that, Angel?
October
19th, 11th.
9th, 10th, and 11th, they're coming here.
9th, 10th, and 11th.
The WIR.
Be in Pinedale.
Board, executive board.
Encourage anybody to attend the meetings that has time.
Yeah. Okay. Anything further?
That's
and where's that? Gonna, where's the meeting going to be?
The Pinedale Library.
Yeah. Okay. I've had various and sundry contacts and phone calls and discussions with a lot of different people, so I'll save you the grisly details. Should do you think that this is important that we send anybody to that, Joel? You got it. Did you guys get a...
I just got that card today, and I haven't...
Why don't you put some thought into that?
That might be something that I might want to attend. I'll see how it fits.
Sounds good. Okay, and that's pretty much all I have also. Sharky, how's it going?
Oh, me?
Yeah.
Well, beautiful drive up today.
Good. Excellent. We have you on our schedule this afternoon, is that right?
Correct, at 1:30.
Beautiful. Have anything that you'd like to chat with before? We're just paying bills right now.
Oh, is that what you're doing?
Yeah.
Now I'm ready to do the presentation of what I'm calling my preliminary final. We still have a few meetings, including USDA and another FCC call coming up. We've made a lot of progress. I think we have some good news to report.
Good. Well, we won't make you report it twice.
All right.
So we'll wait for the presentation.
All right. Thanks.
You bet. Excellent.
Mr. Chairman, I failed to mention, some of you may have heard it. We do have a new Forest Service chief, and he's a former regional supervisor from the Southwest region. I can't tell you his name, I've never met him.
Okay.
But Tidwell is out, and we have a new guy in Forest Service.
Okay.
Still no appointment for Undersecretary for Land for Natural Resources in USDA, which would be the political appointment for that, over that position.
Okay. All right, gentlemen, anything further? Okay, excellent. Anybody from the public have anything for us this week?
I have, I'm assuming, obviously, Chairman Commissioner Bousman will be gone. And Commissioner Burnett, are you planning on going to the Rural Healthcare District's upcoming stuff?
No, I have other obligations.
So who's going to represent the county commissioner, if I might ask?
Yeah, I am out of town also. The mine's been planned for a year.
Okay.
Yeah, and I explained that to them, and I've just left that out to each individual to decide.
Commissioner Noble?
You have to be determined.
Commissioner Rahauser?
I have obligations, and the only day I can come is Saturday, and I'm not sure I'll be there because looking at all the advertisements, we were under the impression that we needed to be there all 3 days.
Having talked to them, they will definitely take anybody that will come in when they leave. So I don't think that's...
So it'll depend on when my company leaves.
So... Okay.
Anything further, gentlemen? Anything further from the public? We will adjourn for lunch then and reconvene here at 1 o'clock. Our... executive session at 2. Am I safe with patients at 3?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, you're fine.
That's what I will
do.
We'll
get you out of here.
Okay.
It shouldn't take too long.
Okay.
I have a question.
Go ahead. You bet. Go right ahead.
I'm on at
1:30?
30, and you have something at 2. That means I have a half hour.
You got a half hour? Can you? Is that doable?
Oh, man.
Why don't you...
I'm going to have to go right to the conclusions and the recommendations.
Come at 1 o'clock. We have a report from our... it might be brief. Our 1 o'clock might be brief. So we might be able to get you in right after that guy finishes up. Might give you a few more minutes.
I bet we could get 15 minutes.
Yeah, we might be able to get you 15 more.
If not more.
Yeah.
There's a report that was done for the Business Alliance.
Okay.
That we don't have access to, which would be available.
That what?
Private.
Oh, okay.
I've been told it has comments about
what we're doing in Pinedale.
Really?
And then it discusses a project that I work with Lincoln in the Kemmerer area, but we don't have, it's being held close to the house by the business line.
Gotcha.
Just curious if there was some way we could.
Yeah, you know.
The Wyoming Business Alliance?
It was on broadband, by the way.
Really?
I'm sorry?
The Wyoming Business Alliance?
Yes.
Really?
Well, interesting.
I haven't heard anything, but, you know, sometimes, who would we contact?
I don't know.
Well.
Okay.
I know Elena Zempel knows about.
Right.
Thank you.
Right.
But she's with the Business Council, obviously.
Not the Business Alliance. The last, I'm trying to remember the last person that I remember that was involved in that.
And it has something to do with Endow.
Okay. Let me do a little digging and see if that is something that we might be privy to. And if we are, I'll send you.
From what I've heard of it, it coincides with what we're doing.
Okay. It's just a study or?
It's a statewide study of broadband.
Statewide study of broadband. Let me make make an inquiry.
All right.
Okay. You bet.
Good morning.
You know, this is interesting.
Yeah.
She's supposed to take over this bill.